Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ sanghaṃ namassāmi. So our ultimate refuge in Buddhist practice then is called the one who knows, Puru in Thai, one who knows. How do we develop this? This Satipanya is a Pali term, mindfulness and wisdom. In Buddhist terms, this is the ultimate cure, cure for suffering, the end of suffering, mindfulness and wisdom together, not just mindfulness, but wise mindfulness. The right kind of mindfulness, so not just awareness in the present, but the right kind of awareness in the present. It's a complicated thing, but a very natural thing. This knowingness arises out of staying with what we know. What we know is the state of our own minds. This is what we know directly. All the things we know through the senses, we know indirectly. So all these things are rather uncertain. We know about these things. We don't know anything for sure. These things change, uncertain. In the state of our minds, we know this is also changes, but we know this for sure. So if when we're meditating and we notice something arising in our minds, then if we note this correctly, so anxiety is arising, and we note this correctly as anxiety, and think, oh, this is anxiety, then there'll be a little brightening of the mind, just right there. Or at least if we practice this a little while, there'll be a little brightening of the mind, a little knowingness arising, just right there. That's right, it's anxiety. The Satipatthana Sutta, the most important of all the suttas, lists all these things that we can know. The body, feeling, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, physical and mental. And then the mind itself, the state of the mind itself. The contents of the mind, thoughts. These are things that we can know directly without any doubt. So if these are the main things that we direct our minds at, then we would naturally develop this knowingness. If our minds are centered on these things, on the things of the mind, then we will have develop this kind of knowingness. This happens gradually over years of practice. We develop a knowingness in our minds that we can become aware of. And we know when we know then when we don't know. It is much more simple than it sounds in one sense, but it's also quite difficult to do. But nature is that we like to speculate rather than to just be aware. Rather than just to simply know. A feeling is a feeling, or a thought is a thought. This is so simple, it's difficult to do. It's difficult not to proliferate. Mind has a proliferating nature, a desire drives this proliferating nature. We tend to proliferate around everything, particularly feeling. Feeling, we can just note it as, oh, this is pleasant feeling arising and ceasing. And we get carried away with it. Or we don't notice, oh, this is unpleasant feeling arising and ceasing, and we tend to want to get away from it. We're reactive rather than responsive to these things. That's perfectly okay to respond, but all our reactions are made redundant by our responsiveness, and that's mindfulness. As we continue to be aware of these things, then certain characteristics will come to mind, or we will notice certain things about all of these phenomena, our thoughts and feelings. So we'll notice how that they are unstable and uncertain, changing nature of them. How our body is of an uncertain, changing nature. We can't hang on to these things. So, because of that, then we become less enchanted by them. We just see them as transitory phenomenon. We become more interested in the mind that's aware of them, the stability of the mind, the stability of awareness itself. The knowingness itself, and we become aware of this knowingness, and then we can steady ourselves on it. So this is the contemplation that will naturally occur when we are aware of our inner life in the present moment. We're not letting go of the inner life. It's one that will tend to draw our minds out of the present moment into past and future. If we can be aware of our inner life and yet remain steadily anchored in the present moment, then this is what we will know, this is what we will discover. Clearly see, clearly know our mental and emotional phenomenon. And through that we'll come to know the one who knows. And this is a refuge. The essence of this, then, knowing this is a transcendent state, transcendent element to the mind. It's not pushed around. So when I first really discovered this many years ago, when I'd had a long retreat, very good retreat, meditation retreat, and then just after that retreat, I hurt my back very, very badly indeed. I was in agony for many, many hours. I'd find no rest from it, no respite from it. And yet this knowingness, knowing element of the mind remained steady throughout that experience when I could contact it. So I found myself working very hard to sustain my mindfulness and wisdom, to keep awake and keep aware. Keep the knowingness going, because the essence of that, the knowingness, knowing quality in and of itself, was beyond the pain. So although I wouldn't have wished for that experience in any way at all, I didn't know pain like that existed. It was quite a serious injury, and it taught me a lot. It gave me a lot of faith in this particular element of the mind, both as a source of wisdom but also as a refuge. So for that, few reflections.